Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Yes, good evening. It is Find It Out Friday. You know, most of the project is done, so I decided to come in here and let Tiffany with an I and myself just give you something to find out, and then we'll come back on Monday with Mindful Monday. But I hope you had a wonderful week. It is Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. The ghosts and the goblins are out there. And in order for us to keep moving, to understand, we have to understand ourselves. And what one has done for another yesterday will be done for oneself today. Blossoms turn into fruit and brides become mother-in-laws. And always, always be diligent in your faith. Keep deep faith to move. Deep faith out there. And I want to share this with you before she comes on. Go to the website, and it is about Big Leap, L.A. City. And that website is https://bigleap.lacity.org. And there's some great information there for you to look into, some things that you can apply for that can be helpful to many, many, many people out there. So I'd like to say welcome in before we get going. We're just going to play this instrumental for you to let you know to relax your mind, clear it out from this crazy week so that we can let you know what we found out on Friday.
Thank you.
have to keep on moving. We never give up here. We never retreat, because we understand if you know whence you came from, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go or where you will go and what you can do. And on the line with us this evening, we have Miss Tiffany with an I. And I like to say that because she said, I see it, I fix it, and I get the job done. Tiffany is the producer and host of Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones. She'll give you more information on that. And we're going to tell you what we need to tell you, what we found out on this Friday, so you can contemplate it and think about it and be mindful of it on Monday, because we'll be back on Monday. Tiffany, with an I, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am, Linda. Thank you so much for having me. You know I enjoy being on the show.
I know, and thank you for spending time and coming back on. I know you like to start off the week. That's why we like mine for Monday. But then again, it's good to have you here to close down the week for us this evening. So I put a caption out there, and that was, we're talking about be aware. And whatever it is you want us to be aware of or to know about or to think about, be mindful about, I'm just going to be quiet over here, Tiffany, and let you take us there. Welcome in.
Thank you so much. So today I was on a talk show with one of the hosts that are on the network that I am, and we were talking about firearms, okay? Because you know about the incident with Alec Baldwin, and so this has been the conversation for, the past week. Because it's a hot topic.
Okay.
But he lives in Texas.
Okay.
So there was a law that was passed that you don't need to have anything to carry a firearm, like no permission, you know, like a no permit, no certification, nothing. You can now legally carry, you know, a firearm without any of that. And that was very, very interesting because it was very, very interesting. And I did something on my show regarding the firearms as, you know, as it related to Alec Baldwin. And I had a firearm instructor on, and he came from the frame of mind that, and I don't know if everyone knows what happened, but Alec was on the set and was given a firearm to shoot in a scene, and it killed a couple people. And so the person I had on was a firearm instructor, and he came from the school thought that you should take the responsibility yourself to see if the gun's loaded or not. I understand that. I get that school of thought. But then again, we are here in L.A., in Hollywood, and when you're filming or you're on a set, that's the job of someone else to do, to make sure and ensure that you, you know, have a cold firearm. Something that doesn't have anything in it. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very interesting to talk about that, as it was very interesting to talk about carrying firearms freely in Texas.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of baffled with that firearms freely in Texas, because, you know, I'm a Texan. And I was raised
I know.
In Texas. And if they passed the law, if they had a law, we didn't know nothing about it. Everybody in Texas carried weapons. You used to check your weapons at the door, like you check your coats in, okay, sometimes. You know, the hat check girl, there was always a gun check girl. That I know of, you could have a weapon as long as it wasn't concealed. So people would be riding down the street with a shotgun across the dashboard. Okay, that's kind of strange. I have to dig deeper in there. I haven't been there in a while. I don't.
Yeah.
I go in, I come out. But There was never everybody carries firearms in Texas, okay? As a matter of fact, when you're a child,
no,
they throw that gun in the bed.
No, they do.
And they say, break it down, clean it in the dark, and don't ever use, don't ever pull it unless you intend on using it. So I need to check into those laws. You know, like I said, I've been in California a while. I just dibble back and forth, but I never heard of a gun that you didn't have to have a permit because nobody had a permit. But everybody had guns, okay?
That Texas can freely carry firearms like anyone can, right? So they were the host of the show that I was on was like, well, that is a constitutional right to
mm-hmm.
bear firearms. And that's mm-hmm. what we were talking about as it related to the constitutional right, which we don't need anybody to govern what we do if we're responsible enough to understand the responsibility.
Okay.
But going back to the incident with Alec Baldwin, I mean, you know, on one hand, yes, it is the responsibility of someone to check that. And on the other, if you're on a set, if someone's getting paid tens of thousands of dollars a week to make sure that you are clear.
Right.
And there are no bullets or anything in the gun, then it is kind of not his fault. You know what I mean?
Well,
I want to kind of not his fault. It isn't his fault.
They
were trying to blame him and saying,
not cutting you off.
Right.
I don't understand his responsibility to check if it's loaded. Well, if it's supposed to have blanks in there, how would you know it was loaded? It was blank or not? That how would you know that? If you weren't the one that loaded it up, you're supposed to pull it out and shoot up in the air and see if it's real. I'm not quite understanding that either. I go with you on the latter. The individual's job to set up those props for, you know, the different scenes, that's their responsibility. And if you, why would you put a loaded gun up there, okay? And when you're working with firearms, you never take your eyes off of them. You know, if that's your responsibility, if you have a card with firearms on it, you better keep your eyes glued because you got all kind of craziness that goes on out there. So hopefully we'll get more information on it, but I'm dealing with you. Tens of thousands of dollars to be able to set those props up properly and this happens, that's really
right.
That's not safety, okay? That's really not safe. So it makes you think, I'll come and do your movie, but I'm not going to play no cowboys and cowgirls. If there's any guns around, forget it. I'll bring my own, okay? Like, it makes you stop and think. It makes you, again, to what the topic is about, be aware, okay? Be aware.
Right.
So I'm mm-hmm. moved. So the gentleman that was the host on the show and talking about, yeah, it is a constitutional right. Yes, you should protect yourself. Yes, I have my feelings about firearms because I just have my feelings about firearms. But you should never pull it out unless you intend to use it and you don't maim anybody because you don't want them to come back on you and maim you. So you take care of business. So you're taught that at an early age to understand your weapon, to know your weapon. But if you have a temper and you're easily emotionally upset, please do not have a weapon around you. Be aware of your temper and what you're capable of doing, okay? So it's not a good thing, but I have to check those laws in Texas. I need to call my people because I never knew that that there was a ruling. At least I never saw one. So maybe it depends on the part of Texas you come from, but shoot, everybody carries a weapon there. Okay?
Right.
And always will, whether it's permitted or not. Period.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way of life.
No, I totally get it. But I think, you know, maybe, I was saying to him, it's based on who's governing your state. Like,
mm-hmm.
If the people who are governing your state really strongly believe that, you know, the people per their constitutional right can carry a firearm, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
California may be a little different in that, you know, sense. And I did bring up the fact that, you know, you have a gun in a home, you have little beings, you know, little children,
yes,
that might accidentally come upon the gun, and what if in the case that it's loaded, and if, and especially a little child doesn't know anything, right? Mm-hmm. But it, you know, it the trigger is a is ignited, I guess, and then now you are in a totally different situation. So you can't say that, you know, every state should have the right to bear arms. I think it's based on the government and who's governing your state. If they advocate for that, then okay, and the majority of the people believe in that's what they can do and they can share the responsibility, great. It's just not so here. You know, because my show is done on the East Coast, so I have a large audience of people on the East Coast, which think differently. So they don't really understand how we feel on the West Coast and, or, you know, like how we think. But I bring it to them in such a way that you have to look at both sides, you know, especially this nation is bipartisan. So look at both sides of the coin, not just one, you know what I mean? So that we can all be informed, all make the choices, again, that are best for our families and our lives, right? Our families' lives and our lives. And that's really where I come from, bipartisanship. Let's try to meet in the middle since we have these two parties. What can we do to, you know, be neutral enough and meet in the middle and say, it's okay, I understand your side, great, and vice versa. I think the parties have really become an issue. That's why people don't want to talk about politics. That's why they want to talk about religion. But in order for our nation to heal, we have to have the conversation. And the conversation, you know, is not going to get too heated, or it shouldn't get too heated. I've had some heated conversations, but I was able to, you know, calm people down in the process of the conversation. But I think we should talk about that. You know, it's not one-sided where you talk about religion and you talk about the Bible as the only way to guide your life. There are many other ways of connecting to God, God's source, your inner being, whatever you want to call it, your Buddha nature. And there's just not one way to do that. There are many ways to do that. And what is comfortable for you? What avenue and path do you want to take to get there? That's totally up to you. So,
well, a lot,
you know,
of people,
when you talk about,
they don't know that. They think that it's their way and that's the only way. And when I speak of religion and different faiths and things of that nature, I tell them everyone is trying to reach a destination. And that destination is possibly happiness or, you know, whatever. So when you're traveling on the road, it's just not one car out there. It's skateboards, it's bicycles, it's city transportation, it's rails, it's Mercedes, it's Bentleys, it's Rolls Royces. But everyone out there traveling is trying to reach that destination. And we're going to say that destination is happiness. So who are you to say, because I'm on a skateboard in your eyesight, that I can't reach my destination? So when it comes down to those type of conversations, that's usually the way I address it, and then I have to be done with it, because I'm done with it, because it's like you say, there's more ways to get to where you have to go, and your way is not the only way. If that was only skateboards, if that was only whatever, automobiles, Volkswagens on the road, or Chevys or whatever, then everybody would get there at the same time. Okay. And we wouldn't have to worry about it. So that's a issue that I'm in agreement with you, with Tiffany, with I, because we must have dialogue. And through dialogue, we all get educated. Okay, now there's those
exactly.
who have deep wax in their ears, and they choose not to hear, or they don't want to hear. But that has no meaning to what you feel that you have to do. And I'm in agreement with you with the dialogue is the key. Conversation is the key. And if it gets heated and you can't calm it down, just walk away because let them talk to the wall, okay? You don't have to stand up there and listen to that. But at least you've made effort. At least you've tried to explain. At least you've tried to make them be aware. And education is education. The only reason why there's conflict and there's no change and there's the dissatisfaction is the lack, because we all have to be educated on different things, different cultures, different, a baby, we can, and you can learn from a baby. So just because this particular person has this particular title, that don't mean nothing. They might have bought that title, you know, and when you start coming from within, looking within yourself and looking up to someone else, there's a problem. But if you sit back and you're willing to listen, which most people aren't, because, you know, you're not the hookah, the buka, the hookah, hookah, whatever they be looking for, you know, but it is the dialogue that's important. I think that's a good thing. It is something to have that discussion over. Me personally, I can go around it, into it, out of it, but sometimes I go way out in left field. They don't understand what I'm talking about, so I just dip in it and jump out, okay? But it is the correct thing to do. Dialogue is the key. Texting, technology is here. Emails, you know, the voice does the work. And in order to hear that voice and to understand that voice, you must be face-to-face with that voice, eye-to-eye and ear-to-ear. And I'm done with mm-hmm. that. That's my little portion on it. But I'm glad you're doing it, and you are
saying.
Well,
no, too. You know, Linda, that, you know, I belong to an organization in which we have discussions about, you know, and dialogue about what's going on in the world and what's going on in society, and it works.
Oh, yeah.
It works when you have dialogue.
Yes. Yes. It's the most
when
important.
When you talk
piece.
To your neighbor.
It's the most important.
It is very, very important.
Yes.
And that because of learning that and learning how important conversation and dialogue is, that's what I bring to any situation. But let's talk about it first, because that's what I learned there. Dialogue, conversation, let's talk about, you know, what our differences are. And then we can come to that place of understanding that the bottom line is that we are all human beings.
Totally. Totally. That's it.
And so my appreciation for belonging to this particular organization is great, because without that knowledge, you know, maybe I wouldn't have dialogue with people first. Maybe I would have, you know, I would hold some kind of judgment, if you will, or perspective mm-hmm. that didn't really wasn't the best for humanity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have these perceptions, and we, you know, hold judgment against people because politics, because religion, because of whatever else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so grateful to be connected with that organization.
I know,
so,
I know exactly. And that happens in an organization that's diverse and that deals with society and all walks of society, is nothing but a learning tree, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
it takes everybody to make it happen. And if you just sit in your neighborhood, you won't understand anybody else's, okay? I remember as a young child, my mother used to say, get them, go around the block, get out your neighborhood, go find out what's going on over there. Go find out what's going on over there. You don't have to stay in it. You don't have to be of it. But go see what's going on. So when I came to California, I was listening to country and western music, talking about going skinny dipping. They was looking at me like I was crazy, because I had been in everybody's community, okay? So I wanted to be abreast and meet no strangers and be able to go anywhere I could go. So it was like listening to country western, talking about skinny dipping and going to the opera, okay? And I could never get anybody to go to the opera with me. I had to go by myself. But that is because she said, get out of the neighborhood and go find out what's going on. So no matter where you go or who you have to sit down and speak with, you're comfortable and you'll know how to make them comfortable because you know a little bit about what they do. It's not that you're forgetting who you are or where you come from. Where you come from makes it possible for you to go anywhere you need to go. And in order to do that, you have to understand that dialogue and you have to have that appreciation so that you can move with people. I meet no strangers, okay, no strangers. Being a southerner and coming up, of course, I got my thoughts, but I can smell you when you come in the wrong way. And if you come in the wrong way, I'm going to stop you. But that has nothing to do with me judging you or putting you. I'm protecting me because somewhere here it's a little mixed up, and I see that little twitch, and we're not going to have that little twitch, but what we are going to have is this dialogue. And for those who don't choose to listen, don't want to listen, has nothing to do with what your feelings are or what you're putting out there, which is the importance of dialogue and the appreciation that you have for the teachings that you've gotten from other places. That's a little bit different, you know, than our upbringings, if that's a good way to say it. But in order to move with the people, Tiffany with an I, that's why I call you Tiffany with I, because you see it, you'll do something about it, and you'll make sure that it's complete. And it takes a special type of person to be able to sit down and take a deep breath and have dialogue instead of throwing a shoe, a chair, a table, okay? Because you know you can get in some situations where you want to throw a shoe, a chair, a table. But to have that composure, to have that balance, to have that willingness to go a little bit deeper than the surface takes skill, okay? And right now it takes a lot of skill. Now, I'm not saying that you let anyone walk you. I'm not saying that you don't let anybody know how you feel about something if it's incorrect, okay? I'm not saying tuck your tail and run, sit over in the corner. That is not going to get it. But if you have to do what you have to do so that persons will understand. And guess what? If they don't understand, it's okay. Eventually they will. Or if you come in correctly, I just tell you to take aspirin and get over your headache because I'm not going to stop having dialogue, okay, if that's a good way to put it. But dialogue is the key in any situation. You have couples out there, they don't have no communication. Well, if you don't have no communication, you don't have no relationship, okay? If you can't talk or that one doesn't want to talk or that one doesn't want to listen or you don't know what you're talking about, that's not getting you anywhere. That's chaos and confusion. And who wants to live their lives in chaos and confusion? Not I. And I know not you. So we thrive on trying to find the best methods to put some empowerment, some encouragement, some enlightenment out there. I'm not claiming to be an expert in nothing, okay? But if I'm an expert, I'm an expert. It's up to you what you think. I'm just doing what I do as you do what you do. And I really commend you for bringing those type of topics to the forum, you know, so because it is the key. You must speak of it. You must talk about it because otherwise how will you ever know? You won't know. You're just going on what you heard or what you think or that's it. And that's not for a healthy society. That's not good for the humanity. That's not good for anything. And since we're all human, the most important thing is the humanity of it. Oh, we're all human first. And then if you work from human first and work it down, we won't go through as much as, you know, some people go through. But I'm loving this. I cannot wait to get on the show. You got to bring me a good topic.
I know. I'm so excited. You know, I'm working hard to make sure that we can make that happen sooner as soon as possible because it is going to happen, and because I literally want to bring people on to have, like, you know, here's one side and here's the other side.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody thinks the same way in California. For whatever reasons that people on the East Coast think the way that we do, you know, okay, but we need to voice our opinions too. And how are we going to get to a neutral place if we don't come to the table?
That's true.
And, you know, I know that there are some people that you definitely know that are have loud voices.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to, like, politics and
mm-hmm.
and other things. Mm-hmm. And, you
I'm
know, are not
you mentioned
afraid
that.
To...
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because my buddies, yeah, I got to get some of that political information coming on here. I got to find out what's happening because, you know, you hear about redistricting and changing districts and things of that nature. There's a reason for that, okay? You
mm-hmm.
hear about, you know, the situation that's happening with Mark Willie Thomas, whether he did or whether he haven't. They done convicted him even before they, you understand. So these are things that are thrown out there to take your mind off of what's really going on. So what we have to be aware of is to pay attention to everything and to look at everything
mm-hmm.
a little bit deeper, because how can you do this and it's not even done yet? Okay, so what you're doing, you're feeding society, you're feeding the community, you're doing that subliminal thing, and that is very incorrect to do. So I'm just waiting on the outcome. I'm listening. I don't side with anybody. I stand flat-footed on the sidewalk, but I'm going to find somebody who can give us some information, who don't mind sharing, because we have to be aware of what's happening in that
arena.
Because districts are set up and they're coming together. That pulls that vote. Those individuals in that district have voted for that person. So when you want to
mm-hmm.
restructure and redistrict, you're taking away some of that power. And that's the bottom line. Okay, and we need to pay attention, be aware, and stop it. Okay, I'm gonna say that. Stop it, okay? Because it's the people that rule, okay? It is the people that rule. They just don't know they rule, okay? Because of
Well, they have to know that, and I think we should stress that as much as possible. Your voice is the most valuable thing. You know, politicians go to the companies because the companies have not only money, but they tell them what they want. But if we as people told our legislation what to do, I know it would be done. We have to understand the power of our voice. And just because you might be on the red team or the blue team, and maybe you're on the blue team in California, but maybe you don't necessarily believe in everything that the blue team is doing.
Right.
You know, and there are some people out there that have really fought for people, for the people, by the people, which is what the Constitution states, right, for the people, by the people. So, you know, right? So there's just not, when it comes to opposition, there really isn't that much opposition in terms of that we're all, you know, people in politics are trying to get to a goal. So there are people on the blue team that are Democrats that don't necessarily agree with all that's being done and advocate for that, you know, and people should know about that. As well as there are people on the red team, the Republican side, that don't necessarily agree with all that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, we talk about the red team, we talk about the blue team. You know what my motto is? It ain't the red, it ain't the blue, it's the people team, okay? So wherever the feelings are, whatever things that need to be worked out, it's about the people. So when you get away from the people, then you're not fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing. And the people don't know that they're there for the people, because it was people that put you there, okay? It was the people that put you there. So it has to be about the people. You get in different situations. I'm laying low. You know, I like to step up and put my little 9 cents in there. Sometimes I put 15 cents in there. It just depends on my mood. But I'm watching. I'm becoming aware. I'm looking. I'm listening. I take my time to get out there, because when you step out there, you must be for the people. You must live the truth and be of the truth, okay? And there's those that move out there, and they move out there, and they say they for the people. But no, there are individuals out there, I know quite a few, and those are the people I'm seeking, that move with their heart. They're true, authentic beings, and those are the type of people. I don't need nobody lying. Don't lie, because we'll catch you in a line. We'll deal with you, okay? So, no. So I look for heartfelt, authentic, tell-the-truth individuals. And I'm just going to tell the listeners out there, be aware, we got them coming. So if you want to get some information, get your pencils and your pads out. You know, we bring you everything. But right now, some change needs to be made. And see, change agents, which we're all change agents out here, become change makers. And in order to be a change maker, you have to be able to stand knee deep in those knee-high boots when you're getting ready to step out in the mud. And when you're ready to step out in the mud, you have to be able to carry everyone with you that's also wearing knee boots and not ankle boots. Leave them ankle boots wears at home, because they get halfway and then their little socks get wet and you don't want them. But if you're for the people, if you're for the right, if you're moving with your heart, listen up, okay? Listen up. Be aware. Get your facts together. Quit reading crap you don't know about. Quit listening to stuff. Find out for yourself. Find out as much information as you can find out. And then you know for sure you have your facts there. And that's why I like your show, Tiffany with an I. Because by you saying do two ways, you want two ways to see. Because if you can deal with two ways to see, Tiffany with an I, then there's many ways that you can be. And people don't realize that. So I like your concept. Can't wait to get there. You got to give me a good topic. Now, you don't want me selling. You don't want the National
Bar. Oh, you know I'll give you a good topic.
But you don't want that wound up.
No, I do. I want you to speak your truth and how you
well,
see
like,
it.
You know, I don't know other way. I don't know no other way. So
no, I know, but that's what I really enjoy. I love people who come with whatever their perspective is and how they see everything.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to another gentleman today who was saying change. And his whole thing about when I was talking about civil rights and that whole scenario, he was talking about what are you talking about change? Well, you know, from his perspective, it was already done prior to, you know, 1965, you know? And so if we had that implemented and in place, then we need to bring that back. Again, I'm looking for the solution. I know what you're saying, but it also either we have to change what did exist or bring some parts of it and implement a new solution. But I just want a solution. I'm a solution person. So if you tell me that you want to do some things of old in the old way, okay, I understand that. And some of it worked. But we are in a new frame of mind with new things that are going on in our lives and in society. So you can't come with the old stuff in new territory. You just can't do that. My whole thing is, how do we do that? I know how to do it, but I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
I know, but then we also have to remind them that stuff changes moment to moment. Nothing ever remains the same. It's changing moment to moment. There's always a change, even if you don't feel it. Even if you don't see it, things change moment to moment. I'll give you an example. We talk about ways of being, happiness. What in the world is happiness? Well, happen is you can get a $10,000 check. You happy, you really happy, and step outside and somebody has thrown blue paint all over your brand new car. You're going to switch up real quick. Okay, I don't care if you just did get $10,000. Things change moment to moment. It depends on the circumstances. So you have, you go from happy to hell quick. Okay, you step out and see that, because it just don't set right with you. And on that note, you know, I know I like to make you laugh, but I'm going to wrap it down because it's Finding Out Friday, and we want you guys to be aware. Tiffany Witt and I, we appreciate you. We appreciate you because, like I say, you want to have two ways to see. And that way, that makes that person many ways to be. And that's what I'm going to put out there. That's what I'm going to leave out there. And that's what they're going to find out on Friday. And on Monday, when we return, I might put a question out there and see what did they come up with. You know, we're always open for suggestions here.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say your show is beyond the line. I'm going to have to check out. Listeners, it is Find It Out Friday with Tiffany with an I and Linda. We just thought we'd switch it up a little bit for you to let you know we'll be aware. You know, it's many, many sides of us here, and we don't fall in one slot. We can take you anywhere you want to go and play music to get you there. I'm old school over here because I believe that the message is in the music. Tiffany, we love you. I'm cutting out. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. Love you, too.
All righty. Mind for Monday. We'll be back to tell you what to be mindful of. Listeners, have a great, happy weekend. Watch the pumpkins and the goblins and the ghosts out there. Don't drink too much of that witch's brew. Love you.
Love you, too, Linda.
Showing others how to live.
We can't share with love.